Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Hey!
Hello!
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah?
I have to mention right away, you guys, we were just cracking up because Angela just gargled her hard seltzer. Which is like those spiked, you know, those spiked hard sparkling water
drinks. It was my Truly drink. I opened it up and we were getting ready and we were doing our little like la 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 la, like to get our voices ready. And I was like, ooh, I'll be funny and gargle this.
And don't do it.
Don't gargle hard seltzer.
Not good.
Get that on a t-shirt or something. It burns your nose everywhere, so.
Don't gargle hard.
Yeah, so we're educational and entertaining. So,
I think that's something that, if anything, that our listeners can take away from
I mean, if you stop listening now,
don't.
We got good stuff coming up, but at least, you know.
You got something.
Yeah, the more you know. Could have been one of those NBC flashing stars.
So what's up, girl?
So I have been waiting to tell you this because the day after we recorded the last podcast about abdominal etching.
Yes.
I saw a celebrity.
Oh, really?
That had it done.
For real?
And I'm like, shut the front door. We just talked about this. Wondered who was doing it.
Well, I don't think it was one of the guys from Jersey Shore.
Yes.
It was?
It was!
No, shut up.
It was Ron.
What?
It was Ron.
We just blew out our listeners' ears.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Why would you get that?
Because I was totally joking, and I was like, literally in my head, I was thinking like, well, it wouldn't be one of the guys that was Jim Tan Laundry.
Yes, it was. Oh my God, you have this weird like connection. It's so fucking weird. Yes, it was totally Ron.
Totally joking.
No, it was Ronnie.
Ronnie got his abdominal etching.
Yes. I don't know if it was on, like, I think I saw it on Instagram, and then I may have had, like, I don't know, like, E! News or, like, Inside Edition.
Right.
Where America gets its news.
Yeah.
What is those in the background? And I was sitting there, because all of a sudden they were like, oh, yeah, like, you know, one of your Jersey Shore stars, like, just went under the knife. And I'm like, oh, what happened?
Right.
And I, like, tuned in and I was listening. And then I saw it on Instagram as well that he went in and they said that he had, they didn't call it abdominal etching, but they did say that he went in to have his abs defined.
Okay.
He went under the knife, and I'm like, oh, that's abdominal etching.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they, like, talked about the doctor that he had it done and that he just was, with all the stress and everything that he's been going through, he just wanted to have it more defined. He never had super defined abs.
That's so weird.
So, yeah. Sammy Sweetheart's ex just got...
Well, you know, I was going to bring this up at another time, but I have to now that we're on this track. So, after our last episode, you had mentioned when I did the abdominal etching that they... people about getting calf implants?
Yes.
Well, I saw... the other day that I don't, maybe this is not new, I don't know, but it is a thing that they have silicone attachments that you can put on your legs. So it's kind of like falsies. It's falsies.
Is it like the nose wax that like
no, it's like about? It's like a it's like a silicone blob like that you it looks like the shape of a calf. And you just, you
like mold it on?
You just, no, you just like, they're reappliable and you just stick them on your legs. Now you have to wear pants
okay,
or leggings.
Okay, I was
going to
say, you can't like,
no,
okay,
not
so
with
you
shorts.
Actually, so it's like a butt, like the butt panties.
Yeah.
They have like those panties that have like,
that was on the website too.
Yeah.
But they have them now where you can just like slap them on your legs if you, I didn't realize people had so many issues with their legs or their pants.
I didn't either. Well, I know people talk about like, chicken legs and stuff like that, but it's not that. Do some fucking calf raises. Like, well, it's not that hard to define I would think, but.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a leg person. Like, I don't.
I've never thought.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that I've dated anyone that I'm like, oh boy. You got some bad calves. Because look at me. I'm sure they're probably like, oh girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, yeah.
You got some fupa. Two of them, actually.
Two of them. I just didn't think that calves were that much of a vanity thing, but apparently, you can buy silicone calves to put on your legs.
Oh, my God.
And then you just put... And, like, the ones that they have, it that when you put them on, like, you can even wear, like nylons with them. Like, that you can't see them. It is. It's very weird.
Well, and it just makes me think, like, there was some show I was watching, and they were joking about how, you know, you meet a girl at a club, and they're like, but... Or a guy, for that reason.
Right,
but,
right,
like,
right.
You know, the next morning, it's like, that's not the same person at
right.
all. Because you take out the hair extensions.
Right.
And you take out the eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wear the fake nose wax.
Right.
And all the contouring that they do.
Right.
And the chicken cutlets that go in the bra.
Right.
And
have...
the calf implants. And, like, the
right.
butt underwear. And the Spanx. And it's like, it's a whole new fucking person.
I am obsessed with, like, on Reddit, there's a feed of Instagram reality. The befores and after,
yeah.
or like
they
you know
don't even
the
look
changes.
The same.
No,
yeah.
like I don't even believe some of them that
yeah.
they're the same person.
I don't see how they could be.
No, but they. I mean,
so that's you can't trust anything.
I guess
you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, what you see with me is pretty much what you get. There's, I mean, I'll slap an Instagram filter on my photo.
Right.
But, you know, that's just to
change the angle of my face.
Yeah,
a little.
That's just to smooth out the wrinkles a
right.
little bit. But
right.
Other than that. But yeah, I thought that was hilarious that it was Ron from the Jersey Shore, because I'm like, of all
Jim
people,
Tan Laundry.
GTL.
Is he not following the rules? GTL?
No, it was like you said in the podcast,
oh,
though,
true.
That
that's
some
true.
People just can't get them as defined as they want.
Yep.
And now
wow.
I did also hear, though, that Cardi B,
don't make me spit my drink.
Don't gargle hard seltzer.
Oh, my God.
she had work done recently as well, and she had, like, a breast augmentation, and then they also said she had liposuction. They never said she had the abdominal etching.
Okay.
But everyone kept commenting on how all of a sudden she had abs when she never
sure.
used to have abs before, and she's now had to cancel a bunch of her concerts
oh.
because she went back to work too fast.
Uh-oh.
And I'm using quotations for
they
work.
They said you have to rest.
You
got to
rest like 6 weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's had to cancel a bunch of concerts and stuff to
man.
Get them
see,
abs back
see,
in place.
Yeah,
it's
see what
hard
this
to
vanity,
be popular.
Yeah, this vanity is really messing with people.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Although, so it made me think of this when we were talking about it. So, Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And I'm gonna bring Game of Thrones and Jersey Shore together.
Okay. All right. Okay. I liked both.
Yes.
I liked both.
I do too.
Yeah.
We won't discuss too much the ending, the
yeah,
final
so,
sound.
Yeah, I don't think not everybody's watched
not
it.
Not well, too bad. if you haven't watched the final episode by now, I mean,
okay,
there's a lot
all
of
right.
Then this isn't necessarily a spoiler.
Okay, maybe jump ahead 15
but,
seconds.
Yeah, but I thought it was so funny that there was all my thing that I'm most sad about with it being over is that all the memes are kind of gone now
yeah.
because there were some really good memes out on Instagram. But my favorite one from the finale was when Brienne was then writing in the King's book.
Oh,
like she
yep,
sat down
yep,
to write about yep. Jaime Lannister or
yep.
whatever. And there was a meme that had, like, they showed her writing and it said that they what she was writing was the letter that Snooki and JWoww wrote to Sam.
At the cafe.
Sam, the first night at bed when you left, Ron made out with two girls and put his head between a cocktail waitress's breasts.
Oh my God.
Like, it didn't show that she was writing that. I was peeing my pants. I don't know why I think that's so funny. Like,
that is
but
funny.
But that letter comes up a lot in different memes. And
right.
The first day you were gone.
Oh my God. And then he's got to go have abdominal etching.
Yes, and had abdominal etching done. So
wow.
I just thought that was funny. So I had to let you know that it's taking place in the real world. It's happening.
Good times.
Yeah.
I was pretty sad that Game of Thrones was done.
I am. I really
like,
enjoyed
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. That's it. All right.
But then that's the kind of, I was like, oh, all right. Well, there's a prequel.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about prequel. Like,
yeah. I mean,
I already know kind of what happens, and I don't.
I was super
so how people get there.
That soon, I don't know when it's coming, it didn't have, but I just saw a trailer for the new Jean-Luc Picard show,
oh.
which is the captain from Star Trek,
right.
The Next Generation.
Right.
He has
yeah.
his own Sir Patrick Stewart, has his own show coming out.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I
it's
didn't know
after
that.
After what happens after he's done being captain on the Enterprise.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Really?
It looks really good.
I didn't know you were a Trekkie.
Mm-hmm.
I knew
I'm very
you
excited.
Were. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll have to watch watched that. I was a very big Next Generation fan because of Will Wheaton.
Oh, Will Wheaton's very good.
I had the most random high school crushes. Like, I did. Like, I'm not even sure that I enjoyed Star Trek The Next Generation. I was just excited that Will Wheaton was on there.
Of course.
And he was a dork. I mean, let's be honest. He wasn't. Sure. He was no Channing Tatum. But, like, he wasn't.
Yeah. But he was extremely smart.
He was one of the
top students at the academy.
Okay, so then explain to me why I also had a crush on Jonathan Brandis. Do you remember
him? Oh,
From Sequest DSV Ladybugs?
I think everybody had a crush on Jonathan Brandis.
And he killed himself.
I was going to say, he's no longer with us, is he?
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Sorry, Jonathan.
Well, all right. What a fun episode.
Moving on.
All right. I think we covered all the bases here, guys.
Sorry, all your crushes. They're dead or
Jersey Shore, Game of Thrones, Star Trek, Sequest. Okay. What
Sequest
else?
Sequest was a really good show, though.
I did not watch it a bunch, but
with the captain
I've
was the guy from Jaws.
Yep, good stuff.
I enjoyed it. It was on Netflix for a while, so I would binge that on my Saturday mornings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet.
It's no wonder I'm now single. Which, yes. Yes, world. Aww, yes, I know.
It happens.
Fine. It's fine. Life goes on. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da.
Yeah. Well.
Or is what's made me so mad about this breakup, the thing that's really pissed me off, is that I have had referenced Ariana Grande, hashtag thank you next.
Yes.
Like, I did that the other day, and I was like, yo, thank you next. And somebody was like, don't do that. And I'm like, ew, I am too old. I'm too old to say that. And then I'm like, I never really cared for that song, and now I'm like, that I'd end up with Ricky, but it wasn't a man. And I'm like, I feel you, Ariana. Like, I get it. Like, thank you next. Like, so that's the only, that's what's made me so upset probably about this breakup is that I'm connecting to Ariana Grande.
Oh, like, gotcha.
Like on a deeper level. And I just feel like there's other things for me to connect to.
Hey, whatever gets you through, girl.
So thank you next. Yeah,
thank you next. Speaking of.
Yes. So.
You are first tonight.
I am. And
what
I
is
have,
your topic?
Well, so my topic is, and we've talked about this several times, that we could probably do a whole spinoff podcast about spa things.
Yeah,
because
right.
As long as we're trying to keep our abs intact and our calves going and our face is young and we got sperm to put on things.
Right.
We're in business, right?
Okay.
So this is a new spa, which I was very excited about this one.
Okay.
It's not in the United States yet, of course, because you know. But there is a wine spa. Wine. Yes, you heard that right. Cabernet, Merlot's, Pinot Grigio. A wine spa in Chelsea, London that incorporates wine into their spa treatments. Not just to drink.
Okay. Well, I was like, yeah, like, don't spas have, like, wine and champagne anyway?
Right. No.
No.
We're incorporating
We're putting it on us.
Into your
not
spa
in us.
Treat. Well, you're on and in.
Okay.
Is there any better combo?
Oh, is there, like, a wine enema?
Hashtag lube life.
All right. Well, tell me more, please.
So, there is a place, like I said, in Chelsea, London, called Ella Di Rocco.
Okay.
And basically, you get to bathe in wine.
Is it red?
Yes.
Do you turn purple?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because my mouth gets pretty red when I drink a lot of red wine. I would imagine that you'd come out.
I don't think it's so. It's not.
Violet. You're turning violet.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Yeah, so we'll get into some of this, but a little bit.
Tell me more.
So basically they said, you know, how drinking red wine is good for you.
Sure.
There's certain oxidizing properties that are good for your skin as well.
Yeah.
Inside grapes and other things. And so this owner at the Ella Di Rocco in London decided, why the fuck not?
Okay.
Right? Like, people love wine. Let's just go over the top. So, there's actually what she found was that there's a thing in grapes called polyphenols. Polyphenols.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Science.
Sure.
And these pee things help stimulate circulation, and they also help to detoxify your skin. Now,
okay.
As with all of these spa treatments,
yeah,
It's something they did back in the day. This is ancient practice. So our Game of Thrones people were actually royals used to rub grapes all over their bodies.
Okay.
To help detoxify and help clear their skin. And it just made them brighter and whatever. So, yeah. So this is actually something that's been going on for a long time. She just decided to charge people for it now.
Okay. So is she rubbing grapes on people or are people like literally in a bath of wine?
Both.
Oh.
So it starts, if you go to...
That seems like a lot of wasted wine.
Oh my God, that's what I said.
Man.
Wow. So, so it starts with a Merlot scrub. So you go in and they actually have, like they've used Merlot. So what sometimes I think we forget about wine is that, you know, it does come from grapes. So there's actually Merlot grapes.
Right. Yeah.
So
yes.
it's they're
yeah.
not, they
have each different kind of wine is produced
from a
different,
specific
yeah,
grape. And
yeah.
so they actually take the Merlot grapes and they've incorporated it into the scrub. And so
they
scrub your body down, they exfoliate it, scrub it down, get all the dead skin cells off and all that kind of stuff. So they use the Merlot grapes for that. And then once they've sloughed your body, they take you in and you soak in a bath of Sangiovese, Merlot, and Siligolo, which all three of those are wines.
Okay.
The other two that I don't really know how to pronounce because I'm not that bougie are big Italian and European wines. Like they're big grapes, big things that they drink over there.
Okay,
stuff that us Americans and our Pinot Grigios and our...
I like my wine in a box.
Yes, and our Merlots. Our Sauvignon Blancs.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Anyways, so they mix these three wines with warm water and a virgin grape juice concentrate.
Okay.
I don't know what makes a grape virgin.
Well, it's not fermented?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so smart.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Fermentation.
I try and add a little.
Reproduction. Reproduction. Go out and see Grease 2 if you haven't. It's a great movie. Anyways, so they set this bath at a perfect temperature to help open your pores, release toxins, lower your blood sugar levels, and then it also helps to relieve painful joints and muscles.
Oh.
So you basically go in. So it's not all just wine. I mean, it's warm water. It's the wines mixed in and then these virgin grape juice things.
Okay.
And you just go in and you lay in there for like half an hour and they bring you a glass of wine. You don't have to drink your bath water.
Okay, I was like, you just slurp it up while you're in there, get a straw.
Lick it off yourself.
Ugh.
Like, yeah. So they do give you a glass of wine afterwards. And then after
don't
your
fart
bath,
in that
bath.
Oh,
yeah. Ew. The bubbles. Disgusting. Talk about it's probably going to turn your anus purple.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Honey, wash your vagina purple. I did one of them wine baths.
I got drunk after some Colonel Angus.
Yeah. Colonel Angus. I ain't seen that in years. Love me some Colonel Angus. that's one of my favorite skits.
I know.
So, after you get done with the bath, they rinse you off, and then you get a massage by using grapeseed oil.
Oh, cool.
So, they're all about the grape. They're
I got
super
that.
Super in love
yeah,
with the
that's
grape.
Cool.
Yes. And you can do this package alone or with another person.
Okay.
So, they do offer, like, I don't know if it's supposed to be a romantic thing or just friends supposed to go. And then they also offer Merlot and honey moisturizing wraps and Merlot foot scrubs as well after, if you'd like to have those done too.
Okay.
And now, all of these different services at the spa range anywhere from $115 to $750. Ooh. And that's U.S. dollars. And it's just depending on the package you choose and the services that
I
you
see people
done,
coming
so.
Out of this, like, sticky and purple.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe a little drunk because that's just it. Like, imagine the amount of... Like, yes, it's a wine bath. So I don't know if they're just opening up like a bottle of each of these three wines and pouring it in with the warm water and then sit in it. or if you're just getting a cup of each one.
Can you imagine, like, being at, like, the liquor store and, like, pulling your cart up with, like, 40 bottles of wine?
Benny's is having a sale!
Taking a bath tonight.
So, seriously, that's such a waste of wine, too.
It does. Like,
you have to go to the Hy-Vee and get their $3.
I mean, they're bringing this wine in barrels. There's no way they're dumping bottles in there.
Maybe they're making it on their own.
Maybe.
In their Instapot.
In their Instapot. Awesome.
Now, the other thing that I thought about this, okay, so it mentioned, very first thing, it says that, you know, when you get in, obviously, warm water, it says it's going to open up your pores.
Yeah.
Again, are you getting drunk?
Oh.
Because it's opening up your pores.
It's like soaking into you.
Yeah, it's allowing that to soak in. Because you remember, like, I don't know, years ago, there was the whole thing where people, and they probably still do it today, but girls were, like, soaking their tampons in vodka.
No.
And then putting them up their cooters.
Oh.
So that you could get drunk faster. And then they couldn't, like, they were doing it, they, like, it was like a bunch of high school kids were doing it so that you couldn't smell it on their breath, and they couldn't find that you were drinking, because who's searching your crotch for your vodka? But they were dipping their tampons, and so, because you...
Does that work?
Yeah, they were saying it, because it absorbs. It's like those, remember, like, porn stars can do coke through their vaginas?
What?
You didn't hear that? Like, you can sit, oh my God, why do I know this?
I'm not putting any kind of substance up there.
Well, if you're sitting in a wine bath.
Okay.
I get that you're not, like, actively trying to suck it in, but now you're doing your...
I got some skills.
Don't do your Kegel exercises in your wine, or do them. I don't know. Let me know what kind of experience you have. But yeah, so I was just trying to figure out, like, how drunk are you getting, or, like,
after
that. Well, of course, then, so while I was looking at that, another thing popped up, and there's actually, so it's not just wine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's wine at that spa.
Okay.
But gentlemen,
uh-oh,
we found a beer spa for you.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems really smelly.
Yes. There is a place in Budapest, Hungary.
Okay.
Called the Thermal Beer Spa, where you actually can relax in a beer bath. And it looks like a hot tub, basically. They have boiling water in there. There's a big beer tap right next to it.
Okay.
And so they have these boiling water, and they add malts, hops, yeast, and wheat to the water.
I was just going to say, it just sounds really yeasty.
Yeah.
And dirty.
Ew. And you know what? Yeasty's the new moist. Yeasty is the new moist. I don't want to know about yeasty any. Nothing needs to be yeasty in my
I don't
life.
Know about this one. I could maybe buy into the wine spa.
Yeah.
Okay. Beer
but
spa.
But they add all of that in the water with some vitamins and minerals. And then there's a beer tap right next to it. They serve you appetizers. It's kind of like a yeasty hot tub, I guess. Hashtag yeasty hot. What a great band name.
Yeah, we have not had one of those in a while. We haven't had a band name in a while.
The yeasty hot tubs.
I love it.
All right.
I love it. Love it.
Yeasty hot tubs.
Okay.
And so anyways, they do all that. And then they also have a sauna that you can go in and you just drink your beer while you're in the sauna.
That
which
just seems really
I feel
smelly.
Like
can you imagine what that place smells like?
Gross. Probably smells like feet. Like,
yeah.
Yeasty feet.
Yeah.
And whatever else. But I don't think I would want to drink my beer in a sauna. Like, I feel like it would get super warm.
Yeah, no thanks.
And
well, I guess a lot of countries do drink warm beer, though.
Yes. That's not... I enjoy me a good shower beer. Like, a shower beer... Have you ever had a shower?
No.
There's something about it. Like, if you've been outside all day and you've been on the water, or if you've been outside playing or at a concert or whatever, and you know, you come back in, you're a little sunburnt,
yeah,
and you're dirty, and you go take that really good shower and you get all clean and you crack open a cold beer, and it sits in the shower in the corner with you, and you shampoo a little bit and take a sip and condition and take
shampoo
a sip
in your beer.
No, you sit it on the other side, but shower beer is the best.
I like to keep things like food and drink out of the bathroom.
You're not like Kramer trying to wash all your vegetables in the shower.
What did he like try and cook like a turkey
or
in the hot tub?
Yeah.
No, I keep those sort of... The only thing I bring into my bathroom...
It's not like I'm eating a veggie wrap in there.
I know. The only thing I bring in my bathroom is a cup of coffee. like in the morning. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I keep those separate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I put it, it's just right there on the ledge. It doesn't get any of the water.
I know that's not, I mean, I know that's a thing a lot of people do.
Oh, but shower beers are like the beer. Yeah. It's really good. All right, all right. But yeah. Cool. So if you are wondering, if you have a bunch of excess wine.
Yeah.
And are like,
do it up.
Never going to drink this in time.
Right.
Might as well.
I'm a purple myself up.
Fucking bathe in it. Why not? I would be cautious about that draining down a normal
right?
drain too.
Yeah.
Explain that to Roto-Rooter. Well, I was taking a wine bath.
I'm sorry, what?
All right.
I'm a little drunk right now.
Yeah, sorry. I got my vodka tampon in my wine bath. I just don't know what ends up. So, yeah.
Yikes.
All right. So that's my thing.
Okay,
wine
cool.
spas.
Cool.
Wine
I like
spas,
it.
Wine baths.
I like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no. I'll tell you that.
I would do it just to try it. Yeah. Of course. Not for $750.
No.
But
no.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll just get some wine later. Bathe each other.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
That's a whole new podcast. So what do you got for
We're
us,
real
Molly?
Friendly like.
We are.
No. Well, it's kind of funny that here we our topics are definitely related in a sense.
Nice.
Yours is talking about other things we can do with drinks.
Yes.
Mine is a new cocktail that is coming to bars near you, probably.
Delish.
I don't know. Okay, so in a previous episode, I did the nitro mojito.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we were putting nitrogen in the drink.
Yes, the liquid or the whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the new hot thing is mushroom cocktails.
Ew.
Right?
Gross.
Right?
I am not a fan of the fungi.
I like mushrooms.
I like me a fun guy.
Yeah.
Just not a fun guy. Dad jokes.
Yeah, dad jokes. So, I don't know. I like mushrooms. I do. Like, I like mushrooms in food. But in a drink, in a cocktail.
It just sounds
so basically
texturally disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, these are infusing umami-rich mushrooms into cocktails. So for I looked up the definition just because I've heard the word before, but umami is it's the fifth like sense or the fifth flavor.
Okay.
It's savoriness.
Okay.
Of taste, it's the fifth sense. Of
all
taste.
I'm thinking in my head is from Friends when she's like unagi.
Oh yeah.
Salmon skin roll.
Yeah, no, so like umami is like a flavor.
Okay.
Okay, so basically these are savory cocktails.
Umami! That's
which,
good.
Yeah, right? Which I don't know how I feel about a savory cocktail.
I don't want to drink savoriness.
Right. So I found this one that they had, it's called a truffle pig.
Okay.
Where it is De Leon tequila. With
ooh, that is the last thing I would okay.
Lemon juice.
I mean, you're getting fucked.
Right?
Tequila and mushrooms. Like, Jesus Christ, who wronged you?
We're having a night.
Who wronged you?
Right? okay, so, and it says, with lemon juice, honey simple syrup, infused, and then they do chanterelle mushrooms.
Okay.
Powdered with liquid nitrogen and seared and raw mushroom.
Jesus.
With a shiitake garnish.
This sounds like a lot of work.
This,
and a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a drink that sounds disgusting.
I know. They, like, in the pictures that I saw, they look real pretty.
Oh, of course.
But it's like, instead of like, and they were
but
also
you know what,
like,
Molly? You can't put lipstick on a pig.
That's right. Well, this is one's a truffle pig.
You can't put mushrooms in tequila.
Yeah. Well, this one, like, they also, like, were making mushroom Manhattans, which is basically a Manhattan with mushrooms, and mushroom martinis. So it was a martini, but, and this one was maybe a little, because you can put, like, a lot of martinis will have, like, onions,
the blue cheese,
right,
olives.
Right.
I get that, I guess.
Right.
Well, and you said savory, so it made me think, like, well, and I don't do Bloody Marys, because I'm not.
I know me a Bloody
you do.
Mary.
And that kind of makes me think of Bloody Mary. I'm like, well, those are kind of
more
of a savory drink,
like a
I
spicy
guess.
Savory.
Yeah, spicy, and it comes with all the snacks, and I want to like
with
Bloody
those,
Marys.
But with those, it's more of, like it's the juice.
Yeah.
That, and then you just put in a little bit of vodka. Yeah. You know, so it's more like this a tomato like juice.
Actually infusing.
Yeah. Like, and there was a lot of the recipes that I saw for them, they were using vermouth. I've never had vermouth. Have you?
It's part of a martini. Okay. Yeah.
Victor Tangos in Dallas, he does vermouth with mushroom thyme demerara. This is super bougie shit. I don't even know how to say the word.
This is like $100 cocktail, if that. Yeah.
On this one, he had candied mushrooms. Like on the rim. What?
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know. And then this last one I thought was kind of funny because I actually had to like look up the definition of a lot of the words.
It's so bougie, we can't even pronounce it.
But they had this one is in this bar in Western Springs, Illinois.
Oh.
So it's not far from here. Yeah. It's a bar called Via. And this one is with cognac.
Okay.
And Campari.
I don't know.
Okay, Campari is a...
Truly. I drink Truly.
Yeah, right? Truly
in a can.
Okay, Campari is a pinkish aperitif flavored with bitters. Aperitif is a basically before dinner drinks.
Yes.
Okay.
That I knew.
I had to look that one up, too.
I knew.
I don't drink a lot of liquor, so like that one I didn't really know. And then this one also had candied mushrooms as well. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel about these drinks. Like, I get it. And I like mushrooms. Like...
Yeah. Okay.
But I like my mushrooms cooked. I don't like raw mushrooms. Yeah. And it just... I don't know if I want to drink it.
Here's my thing. Do we really think that it tastes good? Or do we think that people are saying it tastes good because we went to all this trouble to make it, and the bougier things are, the more classy we think we are. And it's like, oh, you don't like
I was kind of getting that vibe. Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're pushing the limits of things, and people are like, oh, I just am going to put this honey on this goat cheese and mix it with some mushrooms and throw some gin on top, and then I'm going to fart on it. And they're like, oh, it's delicious.
Well, it's because totally like the SNL skit, Stefan.
Oh, yes.
New York's hottest new club has the...
Yeah.
The cognac Campari aperitif.
Yes, you know? Yes. It's like we're doing it because society
with ducks
seems,
on roller skates.
Yes. And it's called
Yo Mama.
I feel like that has imitated life now. Like we're like, we should do that.
You know?
And that's where I kind of feel some of these. Speakeasy, like we have that, you know, bakery and pickle that, like a speakeasy. And they have all these different bougie type drinks where we're setting shit on fire and infusing figs and now mushrooms and all this kind of stuff. And I'm here to tell you, like, I've had a taste of some of it. It's not me. It's not, if there's too much going on in there, it's expensive.
Right.
So again, I don't know if people actually like it.
Or they like the idea of it.
They like to
like
be bougie.
Or the bouge of
it's the bouge of it. Like, oh, I'm so...
Yeah, with my mushroom aperitif.
Oh, you haven't had one? Ew. What?
It makes you talk like this when you drink it.
I don't get it. Oh my God. So I don't know why it made me... So like fucking Paris Hilton, like how is she still relevant?
I was like, she back?
Yeah, she's still relevant. Apparently she has a song out called My Best Friend's Ass.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's that. Well, I was watching Watch What Happens Live.
Is it Rod Stewart's daughter? Is it Kimberly Stewart?
I don't know.
She's singing about her ass?
I don't know. But she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Okay.
And it was one of those because I was like, oh, I'm just going to tune in real quick to see if she's still relevant. And it was the exact same thing. He was like, oh, do you stay in Hilton's when you travel? You know, do you stay in your hotel? And she's like, I stay where they put me up. Like, she was like, I get paid for appearances and I stay in like the best hotels. And so they just put, and I'm like, oh my God, how are you still a thing? Like,
yeah, right.
And who's buying and who's paying for you to come somewhere?
Right.
And she's probably the one that's like, I drink mushroom aperitifs. As I. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I did not think she was still a thing.
She still talks like that. It's just, it's a whole. So she's part of the problem.
I feel like she's a product of her environment.
Oh,
for
absolutely.
Sure. Like, I mean, who knows how we would have turned out if we had you know, grown up.
Oh, I would have delved myself into the booze. I'd be like, Mel.
You mean mushroom cocktails?
Hello. I'd be like, yes, I hate mushrooms normally, but in a cocktail or wine. Like, I do want to try,
like, at least, like, what are candied mushrooms?
Oh,
I want to know. Like, yeah. I want to try that.
But I also feel like that's the whole, you know, I've never been able to get into a martini. Like,
yeah.
Vodka and vermouth or gin and vermouth, like, just straight
liquor.
Like straight and then liquor. Rolling an olive up in that with the salty and the, ugh, like, I just...
Yeah.
And people sit and drink those. But then again, I'm like, do you drink it because you think that that's a high class, bougie thing to do and you seem classier? Or are you drinking it because you really do enjoy the taste of
or just wanna
hard
get
fucking
up.
Fuel yeah. on your throat?
Yeah. You just want to get fucked up.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But people drink them all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not a big liquor drinker. Like, you and I have discussed, like, I'll have, like, a vodka soda.
I enjoy vodka, but...
I drink that for low calories,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So, so crazy.
Yeah, so keep an eye out. New trending in 2019 are mushroom cocktails, people.
I don't think they're serving at the local.
I don't know. We can always ask.
Do you have that new mushroom aperitif?
Right?
No, ma'am. We have Bud Light. We have Natter Days.
Oh, no. No. We don't live in a town that's like that, you guys.
No, we do live in a town like that.
Yeah,
Natter Days is like flying off the shelves. That Natty Light, that pink lemonade beer.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Oh,
I thought you were just talking about Natural Light.
I am.
But just like the straight up Natural Light.
No, it's like Natural Light has come out with what's called Natter Days. And it's like a pink lemonade beer.
Oh.
And it's...
They're trying to like jump on the market with all those beers that are doing like fruity and sour.
Yeah, like the
and stuff
orange
like
Bud Light
and
all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, they have, it's called Natter Days.
Okay.
Is what they've called it. And there's like a flamingo on the box. And
I mean, I haven't had Natural Light since college.
Yeah.
So.
And I tried it. I think my friend Jenny got it. We were in St. Louis once and she was like, I'm going to try it. And it's not, she finished it, like, because we're not quitters,
yeah.
But it wasn't, like, I tried it, and I'm like, that's underwhelming, like, it's for the amount of sugar and grossness that's probably
right.
in it, you shit yourself, because it's still Natural Light, and,
yeah, no, I'm good,
so, I mean, you can go mushroom cocktail, or Natter Day.
Oh my God, what is this world coming to? The spectrum of drinks is too big.
It's too much. It's too much. One for every flavor. So, yeah.
Good
so, well, all right. Well, you can maybe you can drink your mushroom cocktail.
Yeah, there's all kinds
bath.
Of stuff going on with drinks, guys.
And your wine bath. Yeah,
yeah.
You can do it upright and get it done. So, all right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to another episode here of So That's a Thing. If you're not following us on Instagram yet, please do so @_So That's a Thing podcast.
Yep, yep.
We have a monthly episode getting ready to come out here.
Yeah.
For the month of May. So everything that we post on our Instagram page, little things that we don't talk about here.
Right.
But that'll be coming out in the first week of June.
Yeah, it'll be on Wednesday, June 5th.
Yeah, so get excited for that. And please keep sending us your stuff. We love getting all the little things.
Yeah, like, and I like putting stuff up on the Instagram too. Like, it for me though, with a lot of the stuff that I put up on there, I'm like, do I? Like, I don't know. Like, I find it funny, but like, is it relatable to everybody else? But
it's
we'll
fine.
See. Yeah.
Regardless.
But I, you know what I will put up
if we
is,
find it funny, the world finds it funny. That's the way I look at it.
I will put up the picture of the silicone calf.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just so everybody
yeah.
can see
you'll
what I'm
have
talking
to.
About.
Yeah, that'll
sure.
be awesome. I do want to see what that looks like. So,
for sure.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. Go out, rate us, review us if you get a chance to. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.